This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Jan Tharp. How are you, Jan?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Robert.
So Jan is the CEO of the Bumblebee Seafood Company, which everyone knows. But not everyone knows, here's a company you took over as CEO in 2018. It was coming on almost 120 years of history, and it looked great on the shelf, but there were real challenges. Talk about what it was like, and then talk about the one word that transformed everything.
Yeah, Robert, when I stepped into the role of CEO for Bumblebee, there were so many issues facing the business. There were criminal indictments, class action lawsuits, suffocating legal fees. At the same time that that was going on, we also had historical high raw material costs. We had to enter into a bankruptcy as a result of those legal challenges. And as part of the bankruptcy, we had to also sell the business. So as you look at the business and you take into consideration everything that was going on, walking in, it was, I think a challenge would be minimizing what it is that we had to do. But I will tell you, as bad as all that sounds, in talking to the team and really understanding where their heads were, we had the opportunity to do something radically different. And what we did is we took, you know, we're a 120-year-old iconic brand with a lot to celebrate. And even though we had all of those headwinds against us with respect to the issues I just mentioned, the one thing that was common amongst everybody in the business was love. And when we looked at where we had to go, there's a term that I call leading with love. And that may sound a bit crazy for a business environment, but leading with love really becomes a powerful and effective way of getting through challenges, because love means when you love something, you nurture it, you care for it, you respect it. And when you put those things into the management of an organization, really you're talking about listening and learning with an open heart and an open mind. And when you apply those principles to any challenge, it doesn't matter what the challenge is. We had a significant one in front of us. But in applying those principles and really leveraging that word love, we were able to take all of those negatives and turn them into a positive. And when I talk about the positive things in the business, we went through a bankruptcy faster than probably any other company. We sold the business to a strategic. In the middle of all of this, we were ranked as one of the best companies in San Diego to work for. We launched a new vision. We revamped our culture. We developed a product pipeline and a sustainability platform. And when you walk into our offices today, I will tell you, you can't meet a person without feeling that sense of family and that sense of love. And if I had to tell you what turned around this business, it really is leading with love.
Now, that is pretty remarkable. So it's almost what everyone wants to do, but how do you actually do it? Was the word love there before? Where did the word emerge from, and how did it become something that becomes fabric of the culture? Because it sounds like that was at the heart, but it seems really hard. Even in a family sense, people are like, well, bring love in. You're like, yeah, that's great, but how do you actually do it?
I would say that, let me go back one step. We had very loyal employees. but there's a clear difference between loyal employees and engaged employees. And so we had to take people who were loyal to the company and engage them in the business. And when you talk about engagement, engagement stems from passion, and passion is part of love. And it goes back to, how do you get people to really love what it was that they were doing? We rallied around something that we called our North Star. And that North Star, we appropriately named Seafood Love. And that was helping everyone find their seafood love, no matter who they were. And that was a term, you're absolutely right, it didn't resonate in the business prior to us putting it as our platform, but it was embraced so quickly in our culture, in our values. Just the fact that our platform that is taking us to the next level is called Seafood Love, is something that when you're inside our business, we today talk about that term quite often, even when you're talking about something like sustainability, our love of the ocean. You know, again, we want to nurture, protect, and care for our employees, our planet, and the products that we produce.
And you've really gone to town with your sustainability fund and everything, and that seems to be a direct manifestation of love, but for the waters and the planet. Talk about exactly what you're doing with that.
Yeah, Robert, absolutely. We started a platform under Seafood Love called Seafood Future. And Seafood Future recognizes the fact that we are inextricably linked to the ocean. The ocean is our livelihood, and it's something that we have a moral obligation to take care of both today and for future generations. And so in this platform of Seafood Future and nurturing and caring for the ocean, we've broken that down into fish, ocean, and people. And again, each one of those platforms rally around that term of love. Our love of fish basically means we are going to use sustainable fishing practices. Our love of people talks about our social impacts. What are we doing in the world to help fishers with, to protect them against human rights violations? And our love of planet has to do with a lot of the things that we're doing with respect to the ocean, trying to minimize ocean plastics, putting projects around minimizing ocean plastics. We have a $40 million accelerator fund over the next 5 years to address some of the most challenging issues surrounding ocean, fishing, that entire platform of Seafood Future. But the baseline still is love.
Yeah, that's just, who came up with the word love? Did someone come up with it? Was it you? Was it someone there? I just want to get, we have about 2 minutes until break, the origin, so people may be able to emulate what you're doing.
We brought a group of cross-functional people together from inside the company, from all levels, all departments, and we talked openly about what it is that excited us about Bumblebee, what excited us about where we were headed. We talked a lot about the past, and no, it wasn't me. It was actually the team. And listening to their conversation, we had a fantastic third party help us. But it was really the third party that was listening to our conversations and encapsulated what they were hearing in the word love. And it just grew from there. I think they planted the seeds, and now we've grown over the last 18 months to having that word in our general vocabulary. I would say it is in 50% of our emails. It's in every one of our presentations. And it's one that we are so comfortable with that sometimes when we're talking to people in the industry, you know, especially maybe some of our colleagues over in Asia, they look at us a little funny when we talk about it, but it also gives us a platform to explain to them why we are so passionate about what we do.
It's Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Jan Tharp, who is the CEO of Bumblebee, one of the few companies in the world that truly leads with love. When we come back after the break, we're going to hear about how does that work out when you're in a pandemic and you have to manifest love throughout the business when you're dealing with insanity going on. Back in a few.
Discover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jan Tharp, who is the CEO of Bumblebee Seafood Company, and we talked a lot about love being your systemic core of Bumblebee. All of a sudden, the pandemic happens. How does love play into that? You have all sorts of issues. You have supply chain issues. You have people working remote issues. And everyone is counting on getting that food on the shelf. How do you manage? How does love play into that?
Great question, Robert. And I would say that we have been extremely successful to date managing the pandemic. And a lot of that credit goes to our team. We have a fantastic culture at Bumblebee. And when the pandemic hit, you know, to us, it was another challenge. Our business has seen significant challenge over the last 3 to 4 years. And this was just another one. So the same tools that allowed us to manage through, the challenges of the past are what we're employing today to get through the pandemic. And to your point, they do center around people. They center around love again. And when I look at some of the things that we were able to do because of our culture, our extremely strong culture and just a fantastic group of people, we were able to move to a work from home scenario in less than 48 hours. So in less than 48 hours, 120 people in the corporate headquarters in the U.S. and about 70 in Canada were moved to a home office environment, and we have not missed a beat. So kudos to the team there. The second element was our factories. Our factories were one of the first, when you look across the country in food manufacturing, to really mobilize and do the temperature checks, the physical distancing, the additional hand washing stations, everything associated with ensuring that our number one asset, which is our people, were protected. And when you talk about love, as we talk to our team members, it's really important to all of our team members that they keep themselves safe, their family safe, and their coworkers safe. And so if somebody isn't feeling well, they're not going to come into one of our factories. We do not have issues in our factories with people wearing personal protective devices. They're okay with wearing face masks because they know they're keeping themselves and their colleagues safe. And from a supply perspective, again, we mobilized very quickly. We were able to make some changes in production to increase the throughput through our facilities and work with all of our vendors. We're only as good as the vendors that are supplying us. And so there have been daily phone calls with critical vendors, with our employees, and with our customers. And when we talked earlier about love, love also has to do with the communication and the openness and the transparency that we show at all levels of the organization in order to get through challenges. And again, I think to the extent that anyone can be open, honest, and transparent, and consistent in those communications, you are showing love for the recipient and therefore end up in a much better position. And I think that speaks volumes of where we are today.
And so how do you really engage everyone, instill this passion, instill this love when you're not face-to-face anymore, when everyone's remote?
It's certainly harder. I agree with you. I think that the novelty of working in Teams and Zoom has waned a bit, but I think it is absolutely a testament to the resiliency of our team. And again, in love, there's good times and bad times. And during a challenge, they may be stressful times, but we all are reaching deep into our hearts and knowing that that extra energy and that extra passion is going to get us to the other side.
So how do you really transform when you've such a deep history and yet you're moving forward so rapidly? What's the balance between those two, Jan?
We leveraged our 120-year Foundation, which I think was significant. It was a benefit to our transformational change. So we weren't coming in as a brand new company. We had brand recognition. We have fantastic products. And again, we've got a fantastic group of people. And so it wasn't that we were starting from ground zero. We were starting from a decent base. And what we've really done in this transformative change has been spend a lot of time in culture and establishing what type of business, not that we want for the next 3 to 5 years, but what kind of company do we want for the next 100 years? And that's why people are so important. And we spend a lot of time on leadership development, on cross-functional teamwork, I spend probably 50 to 60% of my time in one-on-one meetings trying to listen and learn what our employees are thinking and get a better perspective of how some of our strategies are playing out. On the product side, again, it's also listening and learning to our consumers. Our consumers are changing. Their needs are changing. And in order for us to be relevant, we need to listen and learn with an open mind and an open heart. And the same would hold true for, as we talked about the planet, our sustainability is a key pillar of our growth strategy going forward, not for the next 3 to 5 years, but for the next 100 years. We only have one ocean. We must love it and nurture it and make sure that what we're doing is growing, but not at the expense of our one global ocean.
There you have it. How about when you look at love, what are unique practices? Like, I know that you do your monthly coffee together. Are there any unique practices, CEOs listening in? We've got 600,000 CEOs listening in. Something they could do to start off if they want to go down the path of love.
I think the easiest thing that anyone can do if they would like to go down the path of love is being open to love. And when I say being open to love, that means coming into encounters or conversations without a preconceived idea of what those encounters or conversations are going to be like. It is so easy as a leader.
To just turn your brain off, really hard.
Extremely hard, because, again, you're programmed to solve problems. You see a problem and you want to solve it. And immediately you're thinking, well, okay, they just said that. They haven't finished their sentence, but I'm going to figure out how I'm going to tell them to solve that problem. And really, it's a challenge to take a step back in any relationship and really listen to what is being said and feel what is being said before you respond. And it goes back to that listening and learning with an open heart and mind. If you've already jumped to the conclusion before someone has finished their sentence, then you're not listening or learning with an open heart and mind. And that takes patience and it takes practice, but it opens up so much opportunity. And I think that what you'll find is what we found, and that the solutions and the options are so much more vast when you can get a diverse perspective and a real clear perspective from another individual without tainting it with your own thoughts and prepositions as to what they're saying.
So on that note, I have to say, time flies when you're having fun. The interview is over. But Jan, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show. And everyone out there, lead with love. That's the one thing, that is probably the one way of business that I've heard out of these 750 or so CEO interviews where you can't go wrong. Great having you on the show, Jan.
Thank you, Rob.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Steve Spinelli. How are you, Steve?
I could not be more excited about life and more anxious to go get them.
And it's amazing you're saying that as we're in these incredible times, but I know that you see a lot of opportunities. Before we talk about the situation we're in, just give everyone a snapshot as president of Babson College. Why is Babson different than every other institution in America?
You know, Babson is what people like to call a business specialty school. We focus on business. You can get an undergraduate degree in business or you can get a master's degree in business, but we have a singular focus on business. What we did at Babson, what we built over 100 years, is an explicit value proposition. We believe that business people become business leaders, and we can help grow you to become a business leader. And as a business leader, you're going to go solve problems. And when you solve problems, you're going to create value. And that value will be economic and it'll be social. That is from the roots of what Roger Babson believed in and what we've been doing for 100 years. That kind of value creation is the unique combination of thinking deeply and acting decisively. It isn't about forming yourself and then it isn't about being a career. It's about both of those things. You got to find yourself as an individual. We help you do that. We drive skills that will help you leverage that into solving real problems. That's a value proposition unique in America.
And you do that for students, for MBAs, and you also do that with organizations. And by
That's
the way,
right.
Well, you're being very humble. 26 years in a row, you've been cited as the number one entrepreneurial college in America.
You are the first person to ever call me humble, and I love you for it, and I'll never forget you for saying that. I am very proud of Babson's 26 years. The reality is we were number one in entrepreneurship before they had a category number one in entrepreneurship. Once they got the category, we were the natural player to be number one. We're very proud of it.
Let's talk about last year, 2019, you become – president. You've been president of Philadelphia University, and you've a background as a co-founder of Jiffy Lube. And all of a sudden, you're celebrating the 100th anniversary. Very exciting. Now you find yourself in a pandemic, in systemic racism, and all of a sudden, you are running an institution where the economics, where every single element of the DNA of your fabric changes. Talk about your response and talk about your background as an entrepreneur and how that shaped your response.
Yeah, fascinating year. And I've heard a lot of people say in describing that ubiquitous kind of chaos that descended on all of us almost at the same time. So no matter what business you're in or what career you're in, you were impacted by this. And I've heard so many people say, I didn't sign up for this. I did. I really did sign up for this. I signed up to solve problems. I signed up to advance an institution. I signed up to teach. I didn't sign up for a walk on the beach. I didn't sign up for a retirement gig. I want to have an impact. Frankly, I think I'm privileged to be in a position to make some decisions that could influence higher education and influence the students at Babson College. The day I came in, the night I came in at midnight, you got to remember, you said I was a co-founder of Jiffy Lube. I'm a retailer at heart, so I got to be selling all the time. I can't help myself. Midnight, the first day I took the job, I did a podcast to the community. And I said to the community, we're going to go through a very intense strategic planning process because we're going to think about, we're going to celebrate the 100 years. It was our 100-year anniversary. We're going to celebrate the 100 years of Babson, but we're going to plan the next 100 years. And our job is to use that platform to do something special. In that planning, we're getting toward the end of it, we're starting to feel really excited about the future. Wham! COVID hits. And you have to make all these decisions. It disrupts everything that you're doing. It's my belief that a strategy is pressure tested in crisis. If the strategy is not going to work under a crisis, it's going to crumble. If you got a good strategy, you got a chance to thrive. So we began to immediately launch the strategic intent in the initiatives. Those kinds of things, the crisis brought the community together. The strategic plan pushed it forward. We went from face-to-face to online into hybrid learning virtually overnight because we had been planning on doing that in our strategy and because the community believed in what we were delivering. That's number one. So the intensity of all, I'm privileged to be here. The intensity of what we have to do is scary and exhilarating and important. And the future, I think, is incredibly bright. The pace of change, the amount of angst, the societal torment is just begging for leadership. And what entrepreneurs do is they lead in times of chaos, when there's a lot of change, when there's ambiguity and I'm not sure, the unknown is difficult to plan for and they can pivot very quickly. That's entrepreneurial leadership. That's what Babson is best at. And as the pace of change has been accelerating dramatically for the last 10 years, certainly for the last 4 or 5 years, then we get COVID. That's that we are now accelerated deep into the future. What I thought might take 5 or 10 years, we better get done in 5 or 10 months. And I think we're ready to do it. Not without pain, not without sacrifice, not without some mistakes, but we're ready to move it forward.
If you could define your leadership philosophy, what exactly would that be? And I know that it's think deeply, act decisively. Take it a step further.
Solve the big problems. Find the opportunity in that problem, create value because of that problem. And that value should be holistic and ubiquitous. You can't do financial value than social value. I don't believe that. I think they're simultaneous phenomena. You're doing good and doing well. You're doing well and you're doing good and you're learning from each and you're building an edifice of value that is sustainable and enriches society. And by the way, I don't mind if you get rich doing it. As a matter of fact, I fully encourage it.
I'm all for that. Get rich. Absolutely. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Steve Spinelli, who is the president of Babson College. And Steve is unique in that he was a deep entrepreneur, a co-founder of Jiffy Lube, and then has become your second time around president and is one of the few people who is seeing this as an enormous opportunity for change. So now I want to talk about the concept of entrepreneurship. So 2 days ago, I was interviewing Jim Clifton. He's for 33 years, he's been the CEO of Gallup. And so they know data. They know what's big. And I asked him the key, and he said, it's all about the economy. And I said, what's the key to the economy? He said, Robert, it's completely about entrepreneurship. The big companies actually take away jobs. The small companies, the entrepreneurs are building, and especially if you could build the entrepreneurial spirit inside of a big company. What is the secret? You got your doctorate in entrepreneurship. You're teaching here. What is the secret of being a successful entrepreneur?
It is actually, I shouldn't say this because we want people to come to Babson and they can get most of it just from this interview the way you're doing it. It might hurt our enrollment. But the key to entrepreneurship is that you're a person that sees problems as opportunities. You see how that problem can be solved by bringing together disparate kinds of resources and people. You take data and you synthesize it quickly. You have empathy and you understand the human condition. You form that together and you say, this solution can create value, and you articulate that value, and you put that value into a vehicle that can be delivered to the marketplace. That's and an entrepreneur sees this holistic approach to solving problems. And the leadership part comes in putting all that together, taking those diverse resources and those diverse perspectives, helping them synthesize it, driving to that goal, and creating value that is exceptional, and making mistakes and pivoting quickly. And the agility of the entrepreneurial mind is something that needs to be exercised. That whole, it drives me crazy in education, where we, think about this. You go in to take a test and you're 10 years old. The teacher says, you put the paper down and you start with 100. You start with a perfect paper that has nothing on it. Then you start writing things and they come back and even if you do a great job, they mark you down. So you're going to get a 99, a 98, a 95, a 90. They keep marking me down. I don't want to teach people to not mark them down. I want to build them up. So what I would say is the entrepreneur says, there's this piece of paper, here's the thing I got to really work on, this other thing, and I'm going to build it up. What we try to do in teaching is to say, In this environment, where do you add the value? Where is the problem? Where is the human condition improved? Oh, there? How are you going to do that? Who are you going to bring in? When we talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, it is an entrepreneurial concept. It is about solving problems in a better way and building a better world and sharing that value. I don't want a piece of the pie. I want a bigger pie.
I love that. We're about to take a break now. And, Steve, when we come back, we're going to talk more about what happens in the Babson classroom and how that Babson classroom is going to be different and what CEOs can learn from that. Back in a few.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Steve Spinelli, who is the president of Babson College. So what is different about what happens in the Babson room that no one else happens there? And here's what I do want to say. The singular best class, most valuable I've ever taken in my entire life, and I mean, I've read over 1,000 business books, I've been around the world more than the average bear, and with, you know, CEOs, was a Babson class. It was Professor Len Green. He's lying on his back, and everyone there were solving problems real time. I never experienced anything like it. There was so much energy in the room. Talk about what that is, but then you're going to talk about how you do that in a pandemic.
Well, you know, it is fascinating because Len is a special kind of professor that makes you think you're not working hard and you're just having fun. And I've said this to him before. I played football in college, and I remember running sprints until I was going to throw up. And at the end of that, I thought I had fun. And it's because I had a passion for playing the game, and I wanted to win. And in Len's classroom, they're working so hard because they're driven by a passion, and the passion is about having an impact on life and being valued as an individual who can really change lives. You're starting with your own. What we do at Babson is we have learning experiences that are not limited to the classroom, that we try to get their body and their mind and their decision-making out of the classroom. Now, the classroom is important. I got it. I want someone who understands finance and accounting. I want all that. That's the table stakes of excellence. Then they've got to put that into action. We love saying at Babson, thought and action. Thought without action is frivolous. So we take the classroom and we marry that with market-facing experiences. We do that sometimes by bringing in entrepreneurs, sometimes in case studies, sometimes in projects, sometimes going outside of the classroom. We also have a formal or semi-formal structure of 8 centers and institutes that have a specific market-facing passion that they address. So it could be the Lewis Center for Social Innovation. It could be the Institute for Family Enterprising. It can be the Cutler Center for Finance. And you have a passion about retailing or finance or being a woman entrepreneur, we can put you in the context that you're going to collide into the marketplace.
Oh,
that's a different experience.
Action and thought is one body. So let's talk about Jiffy Lube. You know, the year is, I think, 1979. Here you are, co-founder of Jiffy Lube. Sold that, obviously, an enormous success, tremendous brand. What did you learn from that experience, and how has that shaped you being president of a university?
Yeah, thank you. It's a great question. The real founder of Jiffy Lube was a guy named Jim Hindman. He was my college football coach. Hence, you know, my connection with football and making money. It wasn't because I was going into the NFL, I can tell you. So it was about Jiffy Lube, and it was about the coach. And the coach taught us that a team comes together. Number one, that it's about being a team. That I don't care who you are and how big an ego you have and how much you're out front. It's usually a team that makes something really, really special. And the coach taught us that very early in the Jiffy Lube process. And then that turned into franchising. And franchising meant we're going to bring on other teammates. But what it also taught me, and really important, here's a fun story I have about Jiffy Lube. We actually bought Jiffy Lube. There were 2 Jiffy Lubes, and we bought them, and then we said, we're going to do something special with this. What are we going to do with these 2 Jiffy Lubes in Ogden, Utah? I moved to Ogden to go change oil because I was the youngest guy in the team. So I went out, and I did that, and I learned the business. We sat around, we said, okay, we bought Jiffy, we do business as Jiffy Lube. What are we going to call the corporate name? And someone says, we're going to call it Jiffy Lube International. Now you got two stores and you're going to call it international. It was the mindset that Coach taught me, the mindset of growth, the mindset of a high potential venture. If you're going to work 24/7 and damn near kill yourself, you might as well get rich doing it and you might as well have a bigger impact. Look for the big opportunities. And what that really taught me was that the error rate is more forgiving in the big idea. If I have a small store, if I have one store in the corner and it goes out of business, I'm done. If I got 2,000 stores and one goes out of business, I'm worried and I do something about it, but I ain't done. Same thing at Babson. Can we think about being nimble at scale? Can we be small with a big impact? Can we not only change entrepreneurship education, can we change business education? Can we influence higher education? Can we give our students such a competitive advantage that they have a global influence? That's the scale I want.
That's an inspirational thought. So let's talk about CEOs. What is your advice to CEOs?
It's not a whole lot different, my friend. You are in chaotic times. You are not going to have all the variables, all the answers, all the statistics you're going to need. And very sophisticated CEOs are just incredibly good at business analytics. And sometimes they get hamstrung by them. They get handcuffed by them. And I'm saying put the best team you can together and drive it into a nimble organization where the decision making is closest to the market and be supportive of a mistake when it's quickly identified and nimbly adjusted to. That's a real measure of a team that can come together.
Let's talk about post-pandemic. You told me this is actually an opportunity, and every CEO hidden within the challenges or opportunities. And just like, a CEO had recently told me that leadership is like a tea bag, that once you put it in hot water, that's when the true colors emerge. Talk about what is the future of Babson? If you and I, let's say we're speaking in 3 years from now, how will Babson be different?
It will redefine entrepreneurship as a leadership characteristic, that if you are not an entrepreneurial leader, you're not a leader. If you don't have the skills to deal with ambiguity, you're in trouble. And that changes the whole game. It opens the aperture from entrepreneurship as startup to entrepreneurship as value creation, human-centric, driven by the leader. Perfect example of being nimble in this chaotic environment. We've got a great executive education program. We've got Exec Ed Center, and a lot of companies come there, and we do all kinds of custom training. Oh, wonderful programs, and then COVID hits. We immediately transformed those programs into online learning. Now, what we really studied was, what did we do really great in that transformation, and what would still be better face-to-face? And what is the new model that will emerge from this? And can we segment that into really digestible pieces that are just in time, just enough, just for me kind of delivery of education for our executives? The executives don't have time to come 4 years and get an MBA, or 2 years and get an MBA, or 1 year and get an MBA, or get an undergraduate degree. They need information now. They need to be lifelong learners. We package this now that they can get that lifelong learning in place, online or hybrid.
Any final advice to leaders on being entrepreneurs?
When the COVID hit, we said we got to survive. And the instincts kick in, and you look at the budget, and you transform the face-to-face classes to online, you go forward. Now we're saying we've built some capabilities. We've got to reemerge. How do we use those capabilities to do something special? And then as we do that, we're thinking about the long term, and we say we're going to thrive. And how does that turn into a scaled operation? Survive, revive, thrive.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
You're a gentleman, and I love what you're doing, man. You're changing the world. Keep going. And by the way, if Len Green's your friend, you're a great friend of mine.
I love that. And CEOs, remember, think deeply and act decisively. They're combined.
Yeah, I love you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.